Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the Gallant View Rangers podcast. Post-match reaction live in my books as the Rangers under-18s beat the Hamilton under-18s 3-0 in the Youth Cup semi-final, which sees them go through to the final at Hampden next month. I'm delighted to be joined by everybody will know this gentleman, whereas for the Rangers rabble or just going to a Rangers game in general, Wolf Marshall. How are you, mate?
I'm fine, Colin. Thanks for having me on.
Just for coming on. I'm actually quite nervous. We've had Michael Beale, we've had Ian Duran on the pod, but Rangers royalty here.
I'll behave.
What was your thoughts on the game, Wolf?
It was, as I said before the press conference started there, it was a semi-finals are never usually great games. And that wasn't really a great game. I mean, it was two decent teams. You can tell they were quite evenly matched. I thought first half we dominated really most of the ball in the first half without doing a lot with it. I mean, it was something like 9 corners to 3 for us in the first half. We didn't really do a lot with it. Hamilton didn't look particularly threatened at any time. But similarly, we really didn't have a lot to do at the back either. I knew it was going to be difficult because that's the fourth time we played Hamilton this season at this level, and they had 2 wins and a draw, so it was always going to be quite difficult. It was nice to see a strong team, a mixed ages. Though. I mean, you know, that I think it was three or four sort of 16s in there as well. But it was a tough game. But I think overall we did deserve the win.
Aye, definitely. Before we get any Rangers goals, what I noticed. Right through the game, I tell you, I can't notice it, but I forgot his name, Cameron Campbell, the under-18s coach, he did allude to it as well, that Rangers, they were very much focused and trying to play out for the back, even at times if it didn't, they did put themselves under a bit of pressure, and I thought the more the game went on, if they continued to do that and they didn't sharpen up the passing, they were going to get themselves in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, there was 2 or 3 times they were short with passes and they went to Hamilton for the attackers. Another couple of times they actually passed the ball straight out of play. Now, to me, you're putting yourself in less danger when you do that, because at least you've got time to regroup before they put the ball back in. But it was the occasions when we gave the ball straight to them that was a bit concerning. Yeah. And we were quite fortunate on a couple of occasions, especially in the first half.
Rangers get a penalty on the stroke at half-time. Zach Lovelace, lovely touch into the ball from a free, in the box from a free kick, takes it away and takes away for goal and encourages the defender just to slide in, and clear-cut penalty every day of the week. Steps up Tyler Pasnik, and I don't think it was a terrible penalty, Wolf, but it was We just need to be doing better with any penalties, didn't we?
I disagree with you. I think it was a terrible penalty. Perfectly honest. I mean, as the coach said in the press, at least he got it on target, mm-hmm. which means the keeper has to save it. I mean, if the keeper goes the wrong way, it's a great penalty.
Aye.
But I think he kind of understuck it. I don't know whether it was the occasion, the venue, because, you know, it must have been. I mean, you're seeing your name up in lights, you've got a penalty at Ibrox, you know. It was a poor penalty. But, and to be fair, I think we probably deserve to go in a lead. We probably would have deserved to go in ahead at half time, but it would have been a bit harsher Hamilton, having said that. So, but I felt a bit for Zach Lovelace because he tried really hard tonight. He got a very harsh booking for diving when, to be perfectly honest, I don't think he dived. But no, the penalty, I don't think it was a very good penalty.
I don't know a dive, but I thought he definitely milked it, that one. But I know what you mean. He was isolated a bit, wasn't he? We struggled to connect, like get the ball in the feet for him.
Yeah, he seemed to. I mean, he tried quite hard. He seemed to be up front of the zone quite a lot, but there wasn't a lot of width. Particularly in the first half, there wasn't a lot of players running off him for him to give the ball to. But I mean, then at the end of the day, as you say, semi-finals are never great. The objective exercise is to win the game. And in the end, we won it quite comfortably.
Definitely. So into the goals, and it's really, I think, Cameron Campbell summed it up as a like no two halves, two games. It was very much split for the first 50 minutes to the last 50 minutes with this big third bit in the middle. Goals for Finlay Curtis, Jack Robertson, Cameron Cooper, all really in the last 15-20 minutes. Finlay Curtis, first of all, that's a lovely finish for the outside of the box.
It was. I mean, couldn't really see where the goal was coming from. We're all sitting there going, oh, here we go, we could do the next half an hour here. And I was sitting with Willie Irvin from the Ramble, and I said, is this going to extra time or is it straight to penalties? And I was kind of hoping he would say straight to penalties. But no, I mean, it was a great finish by Finlay, who had a decent game, actually, I thought, to be fair. But yeah, it was a goal worthy of winning any game, but then obviously we put the icing on the cake right at the very end of the game.
Definitely. I did like... It was a hard game for me to get involved in, but with Bailey Rice sitting so deep, Finlay Curtis, he was that number eight, that dynamic number eight, and I know he was wearing number eight, but he's that link-up, and he was trying to get involved with Archie Stevens and Bobby Pasnik out wide. I thought he had a decent enough game.
Yeah, I thought Archie Stevens was playing really well. I was a bit bemused when he got substituted, actually.
Aye.
I'm not quite sure what we were trying to do there, because I thought if we were going to achieve anything, it would be through Archie. But, I mean, obviously, the coach is no better than we do because it worked and we went on to win the games.
Definitely. The second goal came for a few minutes for full-time. Jack Roberts, so I think he, speaking to Willie, who's the absolute guru of all things, yeah. Under-21s, under-18s at Rangers, he's been struggling with injury this season, so no as much games as he would have liked, but a lovely finish. I think it was actually Cameron Cooper gets the ball in the edge of the box and works it back in, and I don't want to say tapping, but it was a first-time finish, very Cholak-esque.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Cholak-esque, a great way of putting it. I mean, he's an attacking player who finds himself in between the posts inside the six or 8 yards for goal, and he did what he had to do. I mean, it's quite easy to miss, you know, to miss control it or miss hit it, or it's a decent first-time finish. And I mean, that was right on the 90th minute, so that kind of put the game to bed, but there was still more to come.
Aye. And also more to come. And in the dying minutes, the third goal came for Cameron Cooper as well, and this was a lovely finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I felt a bit moved for the keeper because it was a great save in the first instance from the Hamilton goalkeeper. And the ball broke to Cameron Cooper and he just controlled it lovely and just stuck it in the net, and that was it. I mean, the game was over by then anyway, but that was literally the last kick of the ball. So the game was over by then anyway, so and it's on to Hamden in a game against that other lot.
Definitely. I didn't expect my cut of comments coming in. I thought everybody would have been watching this tomorrow morning. But for those asking, we're recording it live for the press room at Ibrox. And that's where the guys do the press conference over there. I'm not looking for wedding venues, you cheeky bastards. And a couple of questions. How would you describe the standard of Hamilton? But I think you can probably describe both teams that for me, they're both cagey, but you can tell there's a good standard of football there. They both got, even though it was cagey at times for them, they both tried to get the ball on the deck and they did try and press each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think from what Willie Irvin was saying, there's three or four of those Hamilton players play regularly in their first team, or certainly play a number of games in their first team. I'm sure one of them's played 17 or 18 games
amazing,
this
man.
Season, you know, which is incredible mm-hmm. when you consider they're still playing under-18s football, you know. So, I mean, they made great use of their substitutions, and I wondered whether they made so many changes because some of their guys might feature for the first team tomorrow. I don't know. And if so, that might have cost them the place in the final mm-hmm. because they maybe changed it up too much. But no, they're certainly a decent... Well, let's be honest, it's the first time we've beat them in four games this season and we're not a bad side. So they've got to be a fairly decent side.
Definitely. And just lastly, what was your thoughts on the manager's comments? Cameron Campbell, he speaks really well. And Willie did say beforehand, we might need to plan an hour in for the post-match because he could go on all night.
Yeah, I mean, Willie from the Ramble did an interview with Cameron through the week there. It's available on the Ramble's YouTube page, I'm sure. We advert there, we bit
in there for us.
But yeah, he talks really well, and he's the good thing for me as an 18s coach. He's really, really enthusiastic. You know, I mean, he's really, really enthusiastic about the boys and the boys' future, which you have to be doing the job that he does. And yeah, he speaks really well. I mean, I'm sure that Rangers will put the press conference out at some point, I would imagine, or certainly comments from it. If they don't, the Rabble's putting that out, so it'll be there. Yeah, he talks really well. I think we'll go places with him as a coach if we can hang on him.
Definitely. What I really liked was when he was speaking about not labelling players as under-18s, under-21s, first-team players. Every player at this level is signed as a Rangers player. And because I thought it was surprising for me seeing the likes of Lovelace and Bailey Rice actually moving for the B team doing this game. And I thought, is that maybe for the cup competition? But what he was saying was it's they try and give different players different experiences, and it's all very much, you know, we see them as a collection of first team players, if you like, just looking at different, getting different game time at different levels. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that all stemmed from my question of was the team stronger than you originally planned, because the B team game got binned yesterday mm-hmm. and what he said was 100% right. I mean, the players aren't signed to be B team players or 18s players if they qualify to play for a level, then if they're good enough, they'll play in that level, you know. So I mean, let's say there was four that can still play for the under 16s in that game today. They're now going to play in another 18s cup final. I mean, that's incredible. And we know, let's be realistic, we know that very few of them will make it at Ibrox, because that's just what happens. You get a youth team, you know. You get the Man United team in 92, they all went through, but that's unusual, very, very unusual. But these guys will have a career somewhere, most of them, you know, in football at a very decent level, because they're very, very good football players. And the coaching they're getting is just incredible, because they're willing to put them, you know, between the different teams. And to be fair, the players are willing to do that. You know, I mean, you've got Zach Lovelace, you've got Paul and so that played tonight, you know, Bailey Rice. These guys have all played for the Rangers first team mm-hmm. and they're now playing in an under-18s cup semi-final, and they're quite happy to do so, and they're playing really well.
So on that cup final, Celtic under-18s beat St Johnstone under-18s 5-0 tonight, so that would be who we play in the final. I don't actually know the date. Willie would have been your guy for that, but
sometime in May,
but hopefully Willie can sort us out with another wee press pass for Hamden, and hopefully get in there, give you a bit of high coverage. But I think that'll do us for tonight. Also, we'll be back with you on Sunday night for the usual live stream. We've got a full lineup, and I'll be back with the subscriber only content, the new show on Monday morning. Wilf, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
It's been great to be on call. I'll need to do this again sometime soon.
Yeah, there's already a few requests for you appearing, maybe the 10 questions or the best 11 shows. So
I've actually been emailing you about the 10 questions, because I'm quite keen to have a bit of that, to be fair, because I have been listening to
Gavin for you. It's exclusive. Wilf Marshall's the next one to do the 10 questions, but if nobody's seen Wilf before on the Rangers Rabble, excellent group of guys. I've been lucky enough to be on there once or twice. Martin's got a really good guy going over there, so I'm sure you do know where the Rangers Rabble is. But if you don't, go and give them a watch. Brilliant bit of Rangers content. But until then, have a good weekend, folks, and I hope your team wins tomorrow. Take care.
Yeah, the truth. Thank you, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.